I'm already down on one knee when you walk in, palm flat against the floor, sliding it slowly like I'm reading Braille. I can feel it before I really see it. There's a soft dip right where the light changes, just enough that your foot would hesitate every time you step there. Most people miss this part. They look with their eyes first. I always start with my hands. I tap the surface lightly with my knuckles and listen to the sound come back to me. Hollow in one spot, solid in another. That tells me more than a level ever will at this stage. I've learned not to rush this moment, because once you understand what the surface is doing, the fix stops feeling intimidating. This is where people think leveling is about pouring something and hoping it settles. It's not. It's about learning how a surface behaves under pressure, under weight, under time. Stand here with me for a second. You don't need to know everything yet. You just need to start noticing what the floor is telling you. Leveling an uneven indoor surface sounds simple until you're standing on it every day, and something always feels just a little off. What most people don't realize is that you're not just fixing a floor, or a slab, or a patch of concrete, you're correcting movement that's already happened. Floors don't become uneven by accident. They settle, they flex, they dry unevenly, or they get rushed during installation. Sometimes it's age, sometimes it's moisture, sometimes it's just gravity doing what gravity always does when time is involved. The first mistake people make is thinking uneven means obvious. They imagine a big slope or a dramatic drop. In reality, most indoor unevenness is subtle. It shows up as doors that swing open on their own, furniture that rocks even when the legs look fine, tiles that crack for no clear reason, or a laminate floor that always seems to separate in the same spot. Your body notices it before your eyes do. You feel it in your step. Your balance adjusts without you realizing it. That's why I always say the surface tells a story if you slow down enough to listen. Another common misunderstanding is thinking the goal is perfectly flat everywhere. That's not always realistic, and it's not always necessary. The real goal is consistency. You want the surface to behave the same way across its span. When weight moves across it, the response should feel predictable. When you kneel, stand, or roll something across it, there shouldn't be surprise dips or sudden resistance. Professionals aren't chasing perfection. They're chasing reliability. Uneven surfaces usually come from one of three things. Either the base beneath the surface has shifted, the material on top was installed without proper prep, or moisture changed the shape of what was already there. Wood swells and shrinks. Concrete cures unevenly if it dries too fast or too slow. Subfloors flex when joists are spaced incorrectly or have weakened over time. The surface you see is almost never the real problem. It's just where the problem shows up. People also get into trouble because they rush straight to fixing instead of understanding. They grab self-leveling compound or filler without asking why the surface dipped in the first place. That's how repairs fail. If the underlying movement is still happening, whatever you put on top will eventually crack, separate, or sink again. Understanding the task means recognizing that leveling is part diagnosis, part correction. Success looks like this. You walk across the area without thinking about it. Your foot doesn't hesitate. A straight edge rests without rocking. Furniture sits still. And most importantly, the fix stays put months and years later. If you've ever seen a patch that looked good for a few weeks and then suddenly showed its outline again, that's what happens when understanding is skipped. Before touching tools, you need to shift how you think about the surface. Don't think of it as broken. Think of it as having memory. Materials remember stress, they remember moisture, they remember weight. Your job is to work with that reality instead of fighting it. Once you understand that, leveling stops being intimidating and starts becoming logical. Before anything gets mixed, poured, sanded, or spread, this is where the work is really won or lost. Tools don't just do work for you. They communicate. Each one tells you something if you pay attention to how it feels in your hands and how it responds to the surface. A straight edge is one of the most honest tools you'll ever use. It doesn't exaggerate, it doesn't guess. When you lay it down and it rocks, that movement is truth. When light slips underneath, that gap matters. A level helps too, but I rely more on long straight edges because they show transitions, not just tilt. Short levels can lie by omission. Long tools reveal patterns. Your hands matter as much as any tool. Running your palm slowly across a surface will tell you where it dips, where it humps, and where repairs were attempted before. You'll feel temperature changes too. Cooler spots can indicate moisture retention or different materials beneath. That's information, not trivia. Setup starts with cleaning, but not just making it look clean. You're removing dust, debris, and anything that would prevent a new material from bonding. If you hear grit crunching under your shoe, you're not ready. If your hand comes back dusty, you're not ready. Readiness has a feel to it. The surface should feel quiet under touch, not gritty or loose. Body position matters more than people expect. When you're working close to the ground, how you kneel, brace, and shift your weight affects how evenly you apply pressure. If you're leaning too hard on one side, you'll overwork that area. Professionals move around the surface instead of reaching. That keeps pressure even and prevents overcorrection. Mixing materials is another place where readiness shows. When a compound is mixed correctly, it flows smoothly without being runny. It spreads without resisting but doesn't collapse on itself. You'll feel it in the tool. Too thick and it drags, too thin and it runs away from where you need it. The sound changes too. A properly mixed compound has a soft, wet scrape sound when spread. If it sounds gritty or sticky, something's off. Before starting, pause and check yourself. Are you rushing? Are you trying to finish instead of trying to do it right? Readiness isn't just physical, it's mental. You should feel calm, not tense. Confident, not hurried. If you don't feel that yet, take a breath and slow down. The surface will wait. This is where hands-on judgment separates good work from work that just looks good at first. When you start applying leveling material or correcting high spots, the most important thing is restraint. Beginners try to fix everything at once. Professionals work in passes. As material goes down, you're watching how it settles. You're listening for changes in sound as the tool moves. You're feeling resistance shift under your hand. When the surface starts pushing back evenly, that's a good sign. If one area keeps swallowing material, that tells you the dip is deeper than it looked. Timing matters. There's a window where the material moves easily and a moment where it starts to resist. Push past that and you'll tear the surface instead of smoothing it. Stop too early and it won't self-settle properly. This is where feel matters more than instructions. When it's right, your tool glides with just enough drag to stay controlled. Mistakes happen. I've overfilled spots and had to sand them back. I've underfilled and needed a second pass. That's normal. What matters is recognizing it early. If you feel yourself forcing the tool, stop. If the surface starts looking shiny in some areas and dull in others, that's uneven curing. Slow down. As things set, keep checking with your straight edge, but don't obsess. You're looking for consistency, not perfection. When the edge rests without rocking and your hand no longer notices transitions, you're close. Trust that. Professionals think long term. They ask whether the fix will move with the building, not just whether it looks good today. If you've respected prep, material behavior, and timing, the surface will hold. When you finally stand up and walk across it, notice how your body reacts. If you don't think about your footing, you've done it right. That's the goal. And if you've gotten this far, you've proven something important. You can do this. You already did. Stay with the work, listen to the surface, trust your hands.